From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey readies itself for the return of hundreds of migrants. The operation is set to begin on the Greek island of Lesbos, where thousands of migrants are being held. Turkish officials say they expect up to 500 people to arrive Monday in Dikili. Later, migrants from other Aegean islands will be sent there. Under an EU-Turkey agreement, those who reach the shores of Greece unlawfully will be returned to Turkey unless they qualify for asylum. For every Syrian refugee returned to Turkey from Greece, another will be resettled from Turkey to the European Union. The first passenger flight has taken off from the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out an attack nearly 2 weeks ago. The blast there and at a nearby metro station killed 32 people and destroyed the airport's departure area. Syria said Sunday its forces have seized another town, Kar Yatayn, from the Islamic State group. State media say the seizure of the town gives the government a strategic victory, securing oil and gas routes between the Damascus area and oil fields in eastern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors fighting in Syria, said the government's claim is premature, although it said Islamic State fighters are on the verge of collapse. Azerbaijan announced a unilateral ceasefire Sunday in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Fighting with Armenian forces in the region left 30 soldiers dead Saturday. The outbreak of violence is the worst in Nagorno-Karabakh since 1994, when Armenia and Azerbaijan ended a war over the territory. This is VOA News.